National Dog Day is coming up August 26th, but I guess there's a... What's the Rogue Dog all about? Tell me about that.
That's a Nissan Rogue. So what we did was we wanted to make a list of cars that were pet-friendly or dog-friendly for National Dog Day. And Nissan went ahead and built an entire car that has all of the specific features that you would want. Let's just say it's the car that if your dog could make a car, this right. is the one that it would be. It's got a ramp. It's got a showering station. It's got a fan to keep the air circulating. It's got little bowls that pop out of the side, and it's got a nice soft pad in the back. Now, this is all custom, of course, but they did, from this concept, end up coming up with a few accessories that you can go up, buy on the website. You know, it's just an example of, like, what's possible, but when you go to shop for a car, you might want to consider your dog if you have one.
And who else is on this list, or what other features or things did you look with, you know, related to sort of how the standard vehicles are set up?
Right. So what we have on our list is a lot of small crossover vehicles and minivans, because the low step-in height is really good for dogs. So if you have a very tall SUV, some smaller dogs jumping even from that height can hurt them, or you have to pick them up and put them down. So we have the Chrysler Pacifica, low floor. That's nice. The Subaru Crosstrek is a small crossover SUV. The Volvo XC60, the Chevy Equinox is on the list. And let me just tell you, if you do have a dog, and you already have one of these cars, or even if you just want some accessories, Subaru and Volvo completely knock it out of the park when it comes to pet-friendly accessories that you can buy for your car. I mean, there's nothing they don't have that's dog-related, including the cage that you can put them in the back to keep them safe, leashes, dog collars, frisbees. I mean, those two brands really are killing it when it comes to pet-friendly accessories.
You know, I see dogs selling cars these days, I mean, all over the television. So apparently there's a little, cooperation going on there. When did this sort of become a thing in the car industry to focus on pets?
Well, when you ask people, 77% of people that are shopping for cars say that they would consider their dog when they're looking for a car. And we think that's smart, because we always tell people, no matter what you do, even if you don't have a dog or you have a family or you whatever you do, bring all that stuff with you when you test drive a car and make sure it fits into your lifestyle. Otherwise, you get stuck with a $20,000 or $30,000 thing that you can't use every day. So when we see those kinds of numbers, it only makes sense to say, hey, National Dog Day, here's a few things that you might want to consider to keep your pet safe and to keep it from being stressful on you while you're driving.
Brian, I'm looking at a video of the Rogue Dog, and in the rear area, the compartment area, is a fold-down doggy dish.
Yes.
Is that something that people can actually get? Because I think that's a terrific idea.
That's not something that you can get today, but what you can get instead is you buy a dish that is, let's say, car-friendly. It has like a beanbag bottom, and it's splashless. So the Rogue is sort of a... In a fantasy world, what's popular? Imagine like some of the concept cars you see at like the big auto shows or whatever. It's kind of like a dog version of that.
I'm just, this comes from the weekend that I spent vacuuming out my vehicle. And anybody who has pets knows that the hair will last long after the dog's gone as well. It's there. What do they have in relationship for interiors that are maybe pet friendly related to hair and other things that might happen in the vehicle?
Yeah. That's a great example of what kind of material should you get for your car. Leather is a good one that's easy to clean, but if you can't afford that or don't want to spend the money, the Chevy Equinox has this denim-type material, and it's easier to clean. And you can, believe it or not, also get a couple of cars out there, the Honda Odyssey and the Chrysler Pacifica are ones that come to mind, with a built-in vacuum. So when that happens, you can just vacuum it wherever you are. Then later you can empty the canister out.
We're talking this morning with Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader. On a personal note, do you have dogs that you travel with?
And I have a dog that my kids found and said that he was so cute that we couldn't possibly not get it. And, you know, the lady at the place said, well, if you don't, you can give it back. And I'm like, listen, my 8-year-old daughter's going to bring a dog home and I'm going to give it back. Right. That's a recipe for disaster. We kept the dog. His name is DJ because there's a lot of scratching.
And, of course, anytime you have transfer the dog, it's not only about getting the dog, getting out, going, because a lot of times people with these vehicles maybe are doing, you know, activities and they want to be their dog a part of it. But the safe transportation of the dog is is important too. So whether you use a crate or, like in these examples, they're almost like a police car where they keep the perpetrator away from the cop, in a sense.
So, well, because you want to keep them contained. It's important for the dog's safety that they don't get spooked. Or if they run up and interfere with you driving, that could cause an accident. Or think about this. Let's say you have a small accident on the freeway. No big deal. No one's hurt. You pull over, and you want to exchange information. If your dog isn't tethered inside the car or restricted, if it's afraid and darts out across traffic, now you have a tragedy where it was just a minor fender bender. So keeping the dog secured inside the car is important for his safety and for yours.
And again, if people want to find out more about this or take a look at this Rogue Dog, are we pronouncing that right, Rogue Dog?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have a great bunch of information on Auto Trader. You can go to autotrader.com/dogday. Lots of dog-related articles, how to find a good car for you and your pet, and, you know, just general information like that.
All right. Well, Brian, we appreciate your time this morning.
Great. Thank you.
Exit.